Earth, sky.
Nitrogen pollution is giving some meat-eating plants so many nutrients that they don't need to catch as many flies. That's according to a study in the journal New Phytologist.
Scientists studied a plant called the common sundew that grows in rain-fed bogs across northern Europe. The bog habitats don't have as much of the nitrogen the plants need, so the sundew increases its nitrogen intake by trapping midges and other insects with its sticky leaves.
But the scientists say human activities, like burning fossil fuels, have put more nitrogen in the air. That's greatly increased the amount of nitrogen that gets deposited over these bogs via rainfall. According to the study, this artificial rain of fertilizer is now making carnivorous plants lose interest in insect prey.
Study lead author Jonathan Millett said that in lightly polluted areas, the sundews got more than half of their nitrogen from insects. Meanwhile, in areas that got more nitrogen from pollution and rain, that figure fell as low as 22%.
How did the plants shift their diet? Experiments have suggested they can make their leaves less sticky and trap fewer prey. Also, sundew plants in highly polluted bogs are much greener. The sundews growing in nutrient-poor conditions have a red color that's believed to attract insects. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.